This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it's another hour of What's On Your Mind coming up. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It's Independence Day. So many great things happening all across North Dakota. Find something nearby where you are and take it all in. Air show up in Minot. Of course, the parades in Mandan and West Fargo. Those are just three of the big things I know are happening. But there's really things happening everywhere. Really is a lot of fun. Rough Rider Days in Dickinson. And just have a great time this weekend. Take it all in and enjoy the 4th of July holiday. It's a great day for it. Celebration of this great country. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains with Trooper Talk today. Those are some of the funnest shows we do, to have a couple of troopers in here and answer your questions on anything and everything. So really look forward to another hour of Trooper Talk just moments away, brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Let's talk about affordability in detail a little bit. I mention it often as reliable, affordable energy, but lignite coal is very abundant, which, of course, helps the affordability, and a secure energy source that is critical to businesses, to homes, to manufacturing right here. The world's second largest reserves of lignite are located in North Dakota. Let me say that again. The second largest reserves of lignite right here in North Dakota. And the Energy Information Agency says coal is the energy source for about 46% of the electricity used in Minnesota, so about half, and about 66%, more than half, of the electricity used in North Dakota. Pretty amazing, huh? And guess what that all means? Families pay less. Where you have coal is a large part of the energy mix. Families and businesses pay less for the electricity. That's just a fact. It's affordability. I mean, there's great jobs. There's all kinds of other things that come from it, but that's one very important factor that is certainly in need of considering. Bringing you this edition of Trooper Talk on What's On Your Mind. We are back traveling Norway, way up north. We're at the Arctic Circle. I think I need to ask our guys. They tell me where we're at. Without them, I know nothing. Tell everybody at home, who no doubt probably seen you at Husbands, your names.
Well, my name is Stina, and I have been at the Husbands the last 15 years, spending a lot of time there, presenting the Arctic culture and the traditions from our neck of the woods, way up here in Arctic Norway, and we're so happy that we finally have some visitors coming from your part of the United States.
Well, we're glad to have you. And that's where you met Mr. Juven? Was it Husnes?
Yes, we met Carl Juven in 2005, the first time we came to Minot, and my brother was then filming him, asking him about the tourism and how they were traveling. And Juven shared the history of his company and that he has been bringing American tourists over to Norway, especially to the West Coast, and that he also traveled up to North Cape. And we told him that he really had to come and spend some time with us when he came to Tromsø. And finally, we got the opportunity to have some guests over here and show them the cultures of the indigenous people, the Sami people, the reindeer herder people, and as well as the Kvam indigenous folk group up here, and the local Arctic Vikings.
Arctic Vikings, yes. Big, tough Vikings. We have a football team named after them, you know.
I know.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And your name?
My name is Katrine Pedersen. I've been going to the Husfest since 2010. So I've not been As long as Stina.
No. Where are we right now, Katrina?
We are just outside Tromsø, the capital of the Arctic.
When you came to North Dakota for Husfest, did you see a lot of landscape like this?
No.
No?
No.
You must have not looked for it. It's everywhere. Just outside Minot, trust me.
Yeah. Well,
but not the same.
True.
It's
yeah.
not the same.
Yeah, exactly right.
Mm.
Has everybody been good? Have they been a good guest for you?
Oh yes.
Nobody's following the rules or anything. We're all doing good.
Yeah, you have.
That's good.
You were easy maintenance.
We're easy maintenance. That's very good. Anything else you want to say?
No, I really hope that you, when traveling with us, the Cultural Bridge, we really hope that you also come back home and have learned something new that you didn't know about us. A lot of people from North Dakota and Minnesota and kind of what we call the Scandinavian belt of the United States. You know a lot about the Telemark Stubbur, and you know about Sondre Norheim, and you know a lot about the southernmost part of Norway. Not many people are taking the time to go below or above the Arctic Circle, because that's where the fun is. That's where the fun is. That's where you find the most outgoing people in Norway. And since we're going all the way to North Cape, you will also experience the beauty of the Arctic tundra. That's quite similar to the prairie. No trees, windy, but a lot of colors and a lot of really nice people up there. So.
Well, you've been wonderful. We're having a great time. Just work on the sun, would you?
Communicating as hard as we can.
Okay, and we're hoping for that. Lots of questions for the troopers who are joining us next on the program. We love trooper talk on the program, and we do this fairly regularly on the program because you like it. You ask questions. You have things you want to know, and whatever the question is, bring it on today. We welcome to the program Sergeant Jeff Boskey, who is from Devil's Lake up in the Northeast region, and Sergeant Tom Herzig, who is the Southeast Region, Jamestown, today. And, of course, we're heading into a busy travel season. We like the good reminders from the troopers, but we also welcome your calls and your questions on absolutely anything. Sergeant Boskey, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you. Very good. Thanks.
Appreciate that. And Sergeant Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on today.
You bet. Sergeant Boskey, I'll start with you. What do you most want people to know as we head into this, kind of a little more active summer driving season?
Well, Scott, it is an active driving summer season here this summer. We have road construction is going on this time of year, so there's several projects going on in the Devil's Lake area that relate to just general chip and seal project where there's oil and loose rock, along with several major projects in the Devil's Lake area where, you have oncoming traffic. It's a four-lane highway, but the traffic is getting worked on, so you have head-to-head traffic, and so there's workers' presence, and the speeds are reduced, and there's equipment, heavy equipment, along with workers out there. So we'd really like the drivers, the residents of North Dakota and traveling through the state to be cognizant of those type of hazards while they're driving.
Sergeant Tom Herzig, who's the Southeast Region. What are you seeing in Jamestown? What worries you? What do you most want people to heed?
Yeah, Scott, we too here in the Jamestown area do have a few stretches of construction to deal with. Right here, immediately in the Jamestown area, we're looking at about three of them, Jamestown, Valley City. One of them is down further south in that Lair area, and there's another five projects going on in the Fargo area. So with the majority of them, however, being on the interstate system, we are dealing with higher speeds. We're dealing with a good share, if not most all of those stretches of interstate being completely removed, and therefore it puts the traffic head-to-head, which when you're dealing in those types of situations and losing that median as that barrier, you're having much more hazardous condition there. So, we've got plenty going on through the summer and all the way up to October.
All right, some good tips there. I tend to get a little frustrated in the construction zones, and, you know, you're not operating real well when you're frustrated. And so I think just to kind of heed that as you head into the orange cone season two, I bet you'll all take that a little more seriously. Hey, thanks for listening to a 4th of July Independence Day edition of What's on Your Mind. We're glad to have you along on the program today, listening on this great holiday. And you're listening to Trooper Talk, your chance to hear all kinds of questions. Any question, welcome. We do this monthly, you know, maybe every other month, but really enjoy all our time with our North Dakota State Troopers today on What's on Your Mind. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. With the speed of a prairie fire, this rugged, refined North Dakota moonshine recipe is sweeping down the plains for you to enjoy. One taste, and you'll see why North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur needs to be shared. Whether telling fish stories or relaxing around the campfire, North Dakota Sweet Crude is the perfect fireside liqueur. Find North Dakota Sweet Crude and recipes at crudespirits.com. Crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lemoore counties in North Dakota, Clay, Norman, and Manoman counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to Trooper Talk in a minute on What's on Your Mind. You know, it's 4th of July, Independence Day, and a little birdie told me that the farmers out there that actually have a little bit of time for some 4th of July fun, not easy at this time of year, always busy, right? But the ones that squeeze in the fun, they have Apache sprayers. That's what they told me. I don't know. I'm just, the birdie always knows. But because that Apache sprayer gets that job done quicker than anybody, better than anybody, no breakdowns with that light. I mean, there are breakdowns, but it's a great warranty, and they have great service. But they're rare, really rare, because of that mechanical drive system and the light footprint. you're in the field when your neighbors aren't. It's a good deal. And the support is there from the good folks at High Plains Apache. That's so important. New 2019s are incredible. Rave reviews about the new 40 series of Apache sprayers. They have a new look, some new features. Financing and leasing available, so if you're thinking of upgrading, not a problem. Use sprayers on hand. And, of course, every part you could possibly need. They've got it right there. High Plains Apache, Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier, or online at highplainsapache.com. You tell them Scott sent you. Back to Trooper Talk.
I'm on a nice bridge over Tromsø, Norway right now, looking at a couple of cruise ships that have found this spot, popular spot, near the Arctic Circle, believe it or not. Yes, we're traveling with a group of listeners on What's On Your Mind, and it's fun to be able to be back and chat with our fine listeners back home. And we're doing a little Trooper Talk today. And I have a text question for you, gentlemen. You decide who gets to take this one. Somebody wondering whether or not you can drink non-alcoholic beer while driving.
Sure. It doesn't have the alcohol in the drink itself, so I wouldn't advise to it. It's sure not going to look good. The phone calls are going to come in, that's for sure, when you see someone drinking an NA going down the road. But once in a while we'll get that call that proves to be a root beer in that look-alike bottle. So technically you'd be all right there, but yeah, let's find something else. The clear bottle of water is the better choice, right?
Yeah, that's interesting, though. You do get a lot of people that actually call in when they spot other motorists that they believe are consuming alcohol.
Oh, for sure. Just yesterday, one comes to mind. I'm assuming it came out of a CMV to where that truck driver was looking down in that vehicle, and it was described as westbound from Valley City with a large bottle of open alcohol on the right front seat. So it was a clear call that came in, and we had a trooper intercept it in a short time later.
Wow, that's great to know. That's folks, if they see something or saying something, glad to hear that for sure. That's interesting. And I've got another one on this that just came in related to what authorization you need to search for alcohol in a vehicle. So if you came across that vehicle, you'd gotten a tip, but you didn't see anything, are you still able to search the vehicle?
Within seconds, you're gonna hope to have an odor, some sort of a visual sign. You're developing that suspicion as to what could cause that driver to be impaired. So a lot goes on the first few seconds. It starts with the initial call coming in, with getting behind that car and watching the driving and watching the driver's movements and the delay that he may have with that stop and the whole totality of everything. So again, that odor and then the visual clues would lead toward the potential search of that vehicle, yes.
Leroy and Williston for our guests from the North Dakota Highway Patrol today. It's Trooper Talk. Go ahead, Leroy, for our guests.
Yes, sir. Appreciate all you guys do out on the road.
Thank you.
My question is the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit for loads over 120,000. Why do they have such a rule?
It's my understanding, Leroy, is the speeds are reduced for a heavy loaded vehicle like that because of the infrastructure of the roadway. They feel that the loads at that type of weight at the higher speeds do damage to the roadway, and that's why the speed limits are reduced for loads of that size.
Well, you know, part of the rules are to, you know, let people pass and stuff like that. But, you know, on Highway 85, there's not a lot of, there's no passing lanes and nothing like that. I just, you know, was wondering if they were planning on maybe put some passing lanes in or make it a little safer because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the morning when you're going up towards Williston, if you know what I mean.
That I don't disagree. I'm not that familiar with the area of the state. I do know we have some. There had been some troubles there in the past, but with improvements to the roadway and everything like that, things have gotten better, but I'm sure it's still a sticky situation, depending on the amount of traffic, especially the increased traffic for the summer holidays and vacations and things like that. I'm not personally aware of any if they're going to make any additions as far as pullouts and stuff. Is that something we can check back on if we can get a number for you? I'm not exactly sure.
Something else. You know, even if they don't make passing lanes, pullouts would be nice.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that.
All right, that's about all I
got. Leroy, thank you for the call. Leroy, you bet. Take care. Phil and Moorhead, you're next for a Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, what's on my mind today is I think which, this crap about drunk driving is just a bunch of BS compared to the texting that goes on. I'll take a texter any day over a drunk driver over a texter any day. Drunks are nowhere near the danger of these cell phones on the road. And because there's more money in the DUI, who knows how much money is extracted from the victim of your guys' patrolling, but it's way more profitable to talk about this than the real problem, all these obnoxious accidents that you see around in the country, head-on collisions on county roads. These people aren't drunk. They're on their phones. And thank you for taking my call.
And just to echo some of his comments, you know, there's a certain point to where when we arrive at that crash scene, there's a lot that's happened before we get there, and many of those crashes are horrible. So at that point, whether it's a cell phone or whether it's a bottle of booze, the physics are the same. Someone was killed, someone was seriously injured, somebody may or may not have lost a loved one. So exactly, it comes down to paying attention, not being impaired, and sure, set that cell phone down and focus on what you need to do to get from point A to point B. Very good.
All right, take a quick break. We can pick up on any more on that if anybody else wants to weigh in. More of our Trooper Talk coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for that. You know, as you go to the 4th of July celebrations today, look around and see how many people were involved in putting that together. Right? Even especially in small towns, you have a small group of people who just insist that this work is going to be done and the celebration will go on, right? And we sort of take that for granted. Well, you know, somebody's going to do it. I get to show up, put my chair down and watch the parade or whatever. But we really shouldn't. We should honor those folks who are buffaloes. That's what they are. They're just going into the storm every year, going to do what it takes. Oasis Petroleum has the buffalo spirit. Their employees celebrate the buffalo. In fact, they call it Be the Buffalo. So those of you that are the buffalo, you're out there, the Be the Buffalo hotline is a great place to honor people that do great things in our communities. Law enforcement, teachers, you know, you name it. There's folks doing great things all the time. I mean, just run-of-the-mill folks that are running businesses but volunteering their time at church, at schools, wherever that might be. Let's remember them. For Oasis Petroleum, that Be the Buffalo spirit. You can tell us about them by simply calling the Be the Buffalo hotline for Oasis Petroleum at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard. I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. And I believe you were the reason I was listening that day. And you came on and I made the phone call. And it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party.
President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Declare your independence from your old car. Schwann, Buick GMC's red, white, and blue sale on now. Save thousands on off-lease program vehicles. An amazing selection of low-mileage late model Buick Enclaves, Cadillac Escalades, XT4s, XT5s, XT6s. They still come with that manufacturer warranty. Don't forget, those Buicks and GMCs have that lifetime warranty. Plus, receive an American flag. Schwann, Buick GMC, Cadillac on Memorial Highway, or SchwannBuickGMC.com.
One of my favorite places on the planet Earth, in addition to Norway, is Watford City. And Watford City really is sort of North Dakota's Norway anyway, because you can have that incredible beauty from the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park that is just phenomenal. It is absolutely fantastic. But there's more than the great scenery there. There's a way of life waiting for you in Watford City. It really is the good life all the way. I mean, beautiful schools, and the Rough Riders Center is a phenomenal facility. And, of course, you've got, the football field. That's at the high school. But it's just, I mean, it's like all American, you know, out there. And the beauty all around, and the kids' activities, and downtown is fantastic. So, find out more about Watford City, and if you're looking for a place to call home and a place to maybe start a business or get some good gainful employment, maybe a fresh start, Watford City would be that town. They could use it, that's for sure. Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Loving our conversation with the troopers. And, before the break, we had a caller kind of angry that he thought the drunken drivers, and the accidents they caused were getting too much attention, whereas texters aren't. And he was sort of suggesting that somehow, you stay away from texters or don't go after them causing accidents. I don't know why that would be. I don't know what the motivation would be there, but maybe, gentlemen, we could talk a little bit about that for a minute here on the texting and driving. First of all, just a premise. I mean, I got your point that, look, if we come upon an accident, however it was caused, doesn't matter. It's an accident. Now somebody's dead. It's terrible. It's awful. You don't want it to happen either way. But are we getting to a point where you believe the accidents you come upon more often are caused by texting than they would be by somebody being impaired for a different reason? Maybe I'll start with you, Sergeant Jeff.
Well, Scott, I mean, it's really hard to determine. I mean, in some cases, you obviously can, that someone had been driving under the influence of alcohol. In some cases, you can prove that they're texting. The most important thing to realize is it's not necessarily just one thing. It's a totality of the circumstances with the causation of crashes, which could be a number of different things. It could be speeding. It could be drinking and driving. It could be texting. It could be fail to observe the rules of the road, like disregarding a stop sign or a yield sign. So you really can't say one way or the other. I mean, but basically the main thing is that crashes are 100% preventable, and many lives could be saved if people just obey the law. And, for example, over the last 5 years, 295 people have died in alcohol-related crashes, which contributed to about 40-50% of all fatal crashes. With that being said, texting and driving, you know, also contributes to a lot of crashes. Sergeant Herzig and I were talking this morning about how frequent the crashes have been here in the spring and in the summertime months when the roadways have been dry and clear and the weather has been fine. So it's basically a causation of the crashes and the selfish habits that drivers have when they should be paying attention to what their main objective is driving their vehicle on the highway.
And yes, and to echo what Jeff had said there, with everything combined, so the oftentimes the speed and the booze and the texting, you know, and the lack of seatbelt, there's a whole combination of things it could be. I appreciate the caller's passion. I mean, I know directly exactly where he was coming from with his point. And no, we don't take the texting any less than we do the alcohol. It's all about getting the DUI driver off the road. It's all about removing that distracted driver temporarily, if nothing else, from the road. You know, a prior caller had talked about, you know, how do we determine, and they talked about the search of the vehicle, and, you know, with that driving leading to the odor, leading to the visual clues, leading to, you know, the potential arrest. When you're dealing with a text, when you're dealing with the phone in that person's hand, it's, you don't have that remaining residual sign. So the text is sent, it's locked in the phone, how do we know? So there could be some exemptions there. Was it GPS? Was it answering a phone? Was it calling a phone versus, you know, sending of that electronic message? So that is a challenge. You don't have the odor, the visual clues, and so on. But it's taken seriously, and we do what we can, that's for sure.
So when you come upon an accident and, you know, roll over, whatever, but serious accident, I mean, is one of the things you do, Sergeant Bosky, look for the phone and determine whether somebody was texting on the phone? I mean, is that part of a crash investigation?
Yes, Scott, it was. If there's reason to believe that that texting may have been a contributing factor in the crash where it results in distracted driving, whether it be just a property damage crash, an injury, or a fatality, the hoops are a little bit bigger to jump through, along with going through the proper channels like the state's attorney and even as far as getting a search warrant. So it goes to directly to what Sergeant Herzig said. It's just much more difficult to prove, and we have more hoops to jump through at that point. But it's definitely something that we would consider and look into, being it's such a prevalent problem in this day and age with the technology that's available to drivers while they're driving.
The phone is becoming more of a expected, more of a definite focus. So, you know, you think back 20 years ago, no. 10 years ago, perhaps, rarely. 5 years ago, it was getting attention, and now it's, when there's that serious injury, fatal crash, it's, all right, how did this happen? You know, Sergeant Bosky had related earlier to where, here we are, broad daylight, blue sky, birds are chirping, and we're having these fatal crashes. So how do they happen? What's the reason? We don't have the snow, we don't have the ice, we don't have odor of alcohol, we don't have alcohol present. Why is it? There's a cell phone laying there. It could very well have a big part of it.
Texter says, a couple of weeks ago, there was some discussion about dimming headlights on divided highways. Can the troopers explain the actual law? Sorry if you answered the question and I missed it. I don't know that it's been answered, certainly not today, but in the past we've talked about that. But what is the law that requires the dimming headlights on, and it's not divided highways, it's on single highways, right? Single lane.
So the divided highway, you do not need to dim your headlights. On the head-to-head lanes, you do need to dim them. But it's not uncommon for even us troopers working to be on divided highway I-94, for instance, and to have, seems to be the CMV drivers are quite sensitive to it, and they'd like us to dim. When we're quickly responding somewhere, they'll be left on high beams. We need to get there, but oftentimes out of courtesy, I'll even dim them on a four-lane divided.
Interesting. Somebody is asking here by text what the fine is for items coming off of a trailer and interfering with traffic, and if that's a common problem.
Well, Scott, it can be. It'd be called like a leaking, shifting load, and I believe the fine for that is $20, where items on the trailer need to be secured, you know, either by tie straps or chains or things of that nature, so it doesn't shift or leak or fall off the trailer or the bed of the truck, whatever it may be.
All right, and but that's not securing a load is something that you're going to get a fine for.
Yeah, it most definitely be something that our troopers would look for on a routine basis, because, you know, that again, that comes to, you know, not tying something down, that item could fall off and, you know, cause a crash, is what we're always trying to prevent regardless of what the situation is.
Interesting. Trooper talk today on What's on Your Mind. By the way, we have a new hotline. It is called, very North Dakota, Be the Buffalo Hotline. Oh, is that fantastic or what? And you know what it is to be the buffalo? It's to go into the storm. Everybody else runs away from the storm. Sort of like these two heroes we have on the radio with us, the troopers and all of law enforcement and all of our military personnel and all of our first responders. They go into the storm. That's the buffalo spirit. That's what the buffalo does. You know, cattle are running the other way. I'm out of here. Buffalo running into it. So we with our friends at Oasis Petroleum, have named the new Be the Buffalo Hotline, the Oasis Be the Buffalo Hotline, for you to call in. So when you see something good, say something about it. It could be just some everyday, ordinary thing that happens in your community with your local law enforcement officials, the sheriff's office, the deputies, the highway patrolmen, well, you name it, whatever it is, teachers. It could be pastors. It could be anybody. Anybody that has that North Dakota spirit, Be the Buffalo, we want to know about it, because we're going to be celebrating them. And once every month, we're actually going to be selecting someone and then interviewing them and really celebrating that Be the Buffalo spirit with Oasis Petroleum. So remember that, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can answer that Be the Buffalo hotline is answered. You can share some good things with us. Do you guys get a sense of the appreciation people have for law enforcement? I mean, do people say thank you for your service? And I know we tend to do for members of the military, which obviously we should, but law enforcement, especially with some things that have happened around the country over the years, certainly been a target of a lot of things, and I sense a great deal of appreciation for what you do. Do you guys feel that as well? Sergeant Jeff, we'll start with you.
Yeah, Scott, basically on a daily basis, I mean, people are very polite. Whether you're going into public businesses or even in such a situation where you're stopping for someone for something they did wrong, in most cases the encounter is very pleasant with very few hassles from the public. So we really do appreciate that.
And Jeff is spot on with that. I don't think there's a day that goes by to where we don't receive some sort of positive reinforcement, whether, you know, even at a traffic stop, when you're stopping that person and you're issuing a citation, and after the fact, if you are polite and courteous, as we need to be, at the end of it, if you listen carefully, there's oftentimes a thank you in that. And when you put yourself out of the enforcement mode and allow yourself to be in that restaurant or in that convenience store and even fueling a vehicle, whatever, just pay attention to what's going on around you. Oftentimes people want to make eye contact. They want to say hi. You break a little bit of ice with some conversation, they'll oftentimes thank you for your service. So it seems like it's even more common lately in the last few years. And, it's great to hear. Out of 100.
Well, I'm glad to hear. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're both feeling that, and that people do take the time. That's great. And I don't think we can do it enough, folks. Really don't. Short break, back with our final segment. Brought to you by MyPillow today, by the way. Great deal. In fact, the best deal they've ever had on radio or TV. Not one, but two pillows for less than $70. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Scott Hannon here saying, Trooper Talk will continue right after this timeout. I might have to slide on out of here on the 4th of July, Independence Day holiday, but rest assured, Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn have got you covered. More Trooper Talk in our final segment. Keep you safe this 4th of July. Some good information from our troopers. Stay tuned for it coming up.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's in your mind? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Kevin, take it away.
Well, you know, it was Scott right up until he was apparently heading into the tunnel in the Norwegian Alps where we lost him. But he had to duck out just because they're getting ready to head into some area where he doesn't have any coverage. So we're wrapping up Trooper Talk with North Dakota, the Northeast region, main guest Sergeant Jeff Bosky and Sergeant Tom Herzig, who's in the Southwest region. Out of Jamestown. Jeff, I got to ask you, are you related by any chance to Belinda?
Is that good or bad?
It's good. She works with my... I just say Belinda. She works with my wife at the VA. I'm just wondering if you're related.
I am. That's my sister there.
So. Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, no, they works with my bride works at the VA in Fargo as well, and I recognize the last name. I got to ask you guys a question. I'm a Minnesota resident. Coming in August 1st, there's a law going into effect in Minnesota where you cannot have because we were talking so much about distracted driving earlier in the hour. And a law coming in Minnesota, as you guys probably know, where we can't have a phone in our hand while driving. I tend to agree with that, and I'm good with it just because I can use the Google Assistant, the voice commands now. But do you think is that coming to North Dakota, or do you think it will? And is it a good thing?
Boy, that's hard to say. I guess, you know, Sergeant Herzig and I and the people we supervisors, we just enforce the laws. It's the legislature's job that enable and enact the new laws. But, I mean, what I can tell you is texting is prohibited for all drivers. It doesn't matter the age. But there are stipulations that say the younger drivers, where if they're 14 and 15 years old, the law carries a $20 fine and 4 points towards their driving record. And for ages 16 and 17-year-old, the law carries a $20 fine and no points on your driver record. So basically, you know, if you're an adult, you can be using that phone. If you're a minor, you can't in any circumstances. And then the texting is prohibited to everybody. But it would be interesting to see where the legislature goes with that. So
we were just talking a bit, Todd and I, too, about the, you know, for example, one app is if you know, you can, it just seems like everybody is doing anything but driving a lot of the times I drive 120 miles a day on Highway 10 in Minnesota. I see semis going all over the place. One afternoon I'm going home and you were talking about bright sunshiny day, beautiful day. Here's this local dairy provider truck. I won't say the name, but right off, just kind of right into the ditch for no reason. I'm looking at that going, yep. On his phone or her phone for sure. How often are you guys, in numbers wise, maybe, and each could comment about your regions, how often are you seeing just these random, off, not maybe a fatality, but just a random off the road, oh, look, she went into the slough, you know, or how many of those are you seeing?
It happens. Like I said, when we don't have those icy roads and we don't have any other real causation factor for it, what else could it be? You know, maybe they were fatigued and fell asleep. Could it be the phone that distracted them? And, you know, when you're running, 90 feet a second or more, it doesn't take long and you're over that 12-foot shoulder and through that ditch and into that slough. So we do see it on occasion, but I don't know that it gets to that. I think more often than not, it's the phone calls that come in and the calls of the weaving drivers. Just had one yesterday that comes to mind too, where this lady was, and you know, and I'll call that motorist back and have them lead me essentially right to them. And she had that tone in her voice to where I knew when I was 15 miles away that this was a serious call. And we respond to them all, but this one here had more to it. And I was able to make contact with that commercial driver, and he said he was looking at his GPS on the dash and looking at the cows in the ditch. And but nonetheless, I mean, we took enforcement action on it. And the interesting thing is she had video of it, so that was kind of interesting to see that she herself had the proof of him down the center of the road. So
we got a couple of texts in. Let's get to Bob in Watford before we get to those. On driving with a phone. Bob, what's on your mind?
I'm not sure if this has been answered before. If it has, I apologize. But I know texting and driving is illegal. If I get a phone call on my handheld phone, am I able to talk on that phone while I'm driving, or is that illegal also as distracted driving?
Jeff?
Yeah, no, as long as, you know, if you're an adult there and it, you know, it didn't stipulate like the ages I told you about, you're free to answer that phone while you're driving, but you still need, you know, it is your responsibility to drive your vehicle in a safe and prudent manner. So if you can't answer that phone call safely, then that we would suggest that you don't, and then make an effort to call them back at another time.
There you go.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob. All right, we got to roll. Tom Herzig, Jeff Foskey, thanks for your service, guys. We appreciate all you do. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this special What's on Your Mind edition. 4th of July, Independence Day celebration on your radio. We appreciate that very much. Have a great 4th of July. Folks, be careful out there. Drive safe. Buckle up. And we'll be back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind for a special Friday edition. I'm back from Norway. Can't wait. See you then on What's on Your Mind.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. built on a self-sustaining business model. We don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you, to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. He will line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.